Live Updates Dems Caucus in Nevada. By Tony Lee on February 22, 2020. Democrats in Nevada will caucus on Saturday. The caucuses will begin at 3 p.m. ET. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:25 p.m. De Blasio trying to be DeSanders what Mark Ingram is to Lamar Jackson. 10:02 p.m. Warren thanks Nevada for keeping her in the fight in Seattle speech. She's trying her best to look like a winner despite not having come close to winning anything yet. She says her support has continued to grow since Wednesday. Warren says Bloomberg is the riskiest candidate because he can't beat Trump. 9:57 p.m., Chargers Air Bay who helped get out the vote for Sanders in Nevada. 9:55 p.m., Warren campaign thinks money drying up for Mayor Pete. This is what happens when you run out of Max donors. 9:50 p.m., get these never-Trumper grifters off the air. They offer no value. Both sides detest everything about them. The only thing they know about is what appeals to the 3.8%. 9 p.m. 8:33 p.m. 8:32 p.m., top Bernie supporter tearing up. 8:30 p.m. 8:29 p.m. 8:20 p.m., Sanders says in San Antonio that he is going to win the Democratic primary in Texas. Sanders says Trump gets upset easily, so don't tell him we are going to beat him here in Texas. He says his campaign and supporters won the popular vote in Iowa, won the New Hampshire primary, and now won the Nevada caucus. He talks about the multi-generational and multiracial coalition that won in Nevada and will sweep this country. Sanders calls for more Latino and African American teachers, and he says no teacher should make less than $60,000 per year. He spoke in El Paso earlier. 8:15 p.m., potential big advantage for Sanders. 8:03 p.m., Buttigieg speaks. He doesn't declare victory tonight. Good advance work with placement of the text, Pete. That is clearly visible. He gives a shout-out to Dreamers in Spanish and says his campaign belongs to them too. He congratulates Sanders on a strong showing. But he asks Democrats to take a sober look at what is at stake when thinking about potentially rushing to nominate Sanders to run against Trump. He says Sanders believes in an inflexible revolution that leaves out Democrats and most Americans. 8:02 p.m., Biden's new lines of attack. 7:55 p.m. 7:35 p.m. 7:33 p.m. 7:32 p.m., Biden dropping a y'all in Nevada and says they are going to South Carolina and we're going to take it back. Biden has a terrible team of advisors. He should be saying black voters, who have always been the heart and soul of the Dem Party, will finally get to decide who gets the nomination. And make this about their votes counting the most in South Carolina and Super Tuesday. Instead, he's rambling and listing off local politicians that nobody outside of Nevada cares about. He's wasting airtime for something he could do at the end. Biden finally says he is going to win in South Carolina and go on to Super Tuesday. 7:30 p.m., Trump wants Bernie. 7:20 p.m., Biden decides to stay in Vegas when he has to win South Carolina. His supporters are cheering for second place. 7:18 p.m., Warren will hold rally in Seattle. 7:12 p.m., MSNBC, the left network that is home for GOP corporatist hacks like Nicole Wallace and Steve Schmidt, who wouldn't know anything other than conventional wisdom even if it whacked them upside their heads, melting down tonight because of Sanders. 7:05 p.m., Klobuchar first to speak. Mentions the late Paul Wellstone, a hero to progressives, and says he wasn't supposed to win and lets out a nervous and awkward laugh. She says she's going to win like Wellstone and starts listing off her itinerary. She says a third of Democrats will vote on Super Tuesday and Minnesota is one of those Super Tuesday states. 6:39 p.m., enthusiasm for Sanders in Texas. 6:36 p.m. 6:30 p.m. 6:20 p.m. 6:10 p.m., Begala trying his best to paint Sanders as the establishment. Good luck with that. 5:47 p.m., Mayor Pete basically conceding momentum is with Sanders. 5:41 p.m. 5:39 p.m., there's going to be a lot of pressure on her to drop out. 5:35 p.m., Bernie going for KO. 5:25 p.m., Fox News calls Nevada for Bernie. 5:25 p.m., union workers voted for Sanders. 5:20 p.m. Sanders with the early lead as the votes start coming in and establishment hacks like Carville don't know what to do. 4:50 p.m. 4:47 p.m. Sanders energized in Texas. 4:45 p.m. 4:25 p.m. Union workers not listening to their establishment leaders. 4:21 p.m. 3:40 p.m. Reports of low turnout due to early voting. 3:05 p.m. Early entrance polls showing Sanders winning a majority of the Hispanic vote and Biden winning a plurality of the African American vote. 2:45 p.m. Stayer setting expectations. 2:35 p.m. Caucuses begin at the top of the hour. Iowa has coin flips, Nevada has a deck of cards for ties. Interesting. Warren with huge fundraising haul, probably with an assist from Bloomberg. Biden still with zero wins in three presidential runs. Nevada Dems bragging about registering new Democrats.